This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, a pleasant Friday to all of you. We'll start out on a light note and try to keep it as much as we can through the show. Our first guest has three great books out, and it's all put together by a great advertising company, Strat, S-T-R-A-T, Strat Advertising. Joining us right now is Adina Trevor, A-D-E-N-A-T-R-E-V-O-R. She is the author of several books, Freddie and Marge Witch, Freddie and Mrs. Goodwitch, Emily and George, obviously kids' books, and they're all published by Ex Libris. You know where to get them. And good morning. It's so nice to have you on.
Well, thank you, Sue. It's wonderful to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your background and what was the motivation to write these books.
Okay, well, I was, I'm English. I was born in England, brought up in Scotland. And I've loved books ever since I was a little kid. I think the first book that I really got to know was Walt Disney's adaptation of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I love stories. And as I said, I've been reading stories all my life. Started off with little books, you know, the Winnie the Pooh books and things like that. So anyway, my mother used to tell us stories, and she told me the story about Freddie and the pancakes, and how Freddie loved to have pancakes, and eventually learned how to make them, and they were absolutely, as they said, delicious poshes, which just means they're very good. Anyway, in the story, there was an old witch who wanted to get hold of these pancakes, and the story of Freddie and Margovich is about that story, about this witch called Margovich, and how she tried her best to get hold of, or she tried to catch Freddie, put him in a sack and take him off so that she could take him home so that he could make pancakes just for her, because she was... So anyway, I was getting back to the Freddie and the Margovich. So I wrote that story where there was a little girl that I knew. She was a patient of mine, and I used to have to do a simple procedure on her, but it took a little time. So anyway, first time I said, would you like me to tell you a story? She said, yes, please. So I told her the story of Freddie and the pancakes. She loved that story. I saw her so many times that I was getting, to tell you the truth, I was getting a little bit sick of Freddie and the pancakes. So one day I said, let's change the witch to a funny witch. And so she said, okay. So that's how Mrs. Goodwitch came into the picture. Now, Mrs. Goodwitch was completely different from Margovich. Mrs. Goodwitch used to fly around on her broomstick and visit people. And she dropped in on Freddie's mother one day and said, you know, could Freddie teach me how to make pancakes? So she said, all right.
I want to move along. You know why? Because I don't want to tell people. First of all, my mouth is watering for pancakes, but I don't want you to tell too much of the story. Why don't you jump to Emily and George?
Okay, well, after the... Emily and George, when a child is very, very young, and I mean weeks old or even younger, sometimes they have a little friend that nobody else can see. And this friend stays with them really until they're about 6 years old. And the story of Freddie and the pancake, of Emily and George. Emily is a little girl and George is her friend. And they have a lot of fun. She has a little book, so they talk about the book, and George tells her all about different places like kinds of places like Paris, the Eiffel Tower, and various other things. They have a lot of fun, and so really George stays with her until she's about six. And when she's six, she has a birthday party, and that's about the last time she actually saw him. Although, once in a while, if she's got a, something that's really puzzling her, then she will dream about it. In the morning, the answer may come. This happens to people sometimes.
Yeah,
and,
I want to ask you,
are
you going to have connections with additional books based upon these three? Is it kind of like a series or a sequel?
Sorry?
Are the books, do you have more books coming, and will they deal with the same subject matter?
I got into the way of writing lots of stories, and stories about squirrels and various other things, but little dogs perhaps.
Dina, what age demographic are these books written for?
These will be written for very young children, maybe about 5 years old, or maybe a little bit older, but about 5 years, really kindergarten age.
What's different about these books than other kids' books? What's the real attraction?
Well, I think the attraction is that these are really nice stories. They're fun stories. They're nice to read to children. Children love these stories. Actually, I read them to the kids next door, and they love them. I think the main difference is that these are just stories. They're not trying to teach them anything, you know, about life or anything like that. They're fun stories. They're short, and kids love them.
What was more difficult, writing the stories or developing the characters?
The characters just flowed. There was no problem at all. I just let my imagination run wild. And Mrs. Goodwitch in particular, she was a crazy character. She did all sorts of weird and wonderful things with the ingredients. For instance, if she wants, she made butter, but she used the butter to grease hinges, squeaky hinges or anything like that. And she had a cow, so she had lots of milk, but she had, instead of drinking the milk, she would have a bath in it. You know, crazy things like that. But it was just fun.
What's been the reaction of people who have read these books?
Well, they enjoy them. They really do. And it's funny about Emily and George, because I was talking to someone, an adult, and she said, I had a little friend when I was that age. I said, really? That's interesting. You know, so people can relate to these books. People love pancakes. I know my kids do anyway.
Yeah, I'm having some right after the show, as a matter of fact. Was there one particular challenge that might have been difficult in writing these books?
No, not difficult. I've always liked reading classical stories, so I think my English is sort of up to par. And I did the editing myself very carefully, but as I said, I didn't really find it difficult to write these stories. Mrs. Goodwitch, for instance, I made it up as I was going along. I was telling this story to this little girl, and I just started off with Mrs. Goodwitch and made her do all sorts of crazy things and flying on the broomstick. I mean, why not? Run very fast and we'll lift off.
I want you to just give the names of the books again for people to buy. Give all three names out.
All right. The first one is Freddy and Margovich. Now, Margovich is the...
We know what they're about. Just give the names.
Okay. All right. Freddy and Margovich was the first one. The second one was Freddy and Mrs. Goodwitch. And the third one is Emily and George.
Okay, it sounds great. Love kids' books that have a message. And I want to thank you so much for joining us, Adina.
Oh, you're very welcome.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back. This is Stu Taylor.